Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study, Galatians chapter 3, we finished verses 6 through 9. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts today with chapter 3, verses 10 through 14.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bible ready as we get started today in our study here in the book of Galatians. We're in Galatians chapter 3. And I am so excited about what we are studying here. And we're going to continue now with that study. So please have your Bible ready. Now, by way of announcement, because I do not know when this recording will be aired, probably in September. But if it is not real late in September, and you would like to go with us on our trip to the Holy Land, let me just encourage you to do this. Go to our website at www.centralbaptistocala.org. That's www.centralbaptistocala.org. Scroll down when you get to that home page and you'll see trip to the Holy Land, and when you see that trip, click onto it. On that with it will be a 17-minute video put out by Friendship Tours that tells a little bit about it. Then you can get all the information about cost and everything involved. Now, as said, if it's not in late September, I believe I can get you in. Problem is, you'd have to pay everything right then. I'm not real sure, because we're supposed to have everything taken care of 90 days ahead of time, which would be August 30th or 31st. So, you're interested, give me a call or send us an email through our website, and I will contact our tour company and find out if it's still available. And if it is, we will let you know, and everything will have to take place in a big hurry. So just let us know. We would love for you to come teaching the Bible in Beulah Land, November 30th through December 8th. Come and go with us. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready now, a good King James Bible, because we do look at some verses and some words and verses, and sometimes we'll cover words that may not be in another kind of a Bible. So we might as well use the best Bible, the right Bible, the King James, if you're really interested in getting it right from the Word of God. So I hope that you have that and you'll follow along with us. Now we're in chapter 3. And in the chapter, I gave you an outline at the beginning of chapter 3. And the first part was Abraham promised, verses 1 through 14. And so far, we've seen verses 1 through 5. I titled that Foolishness. Foolishness. And then verses 6 through 9, I titled Faith. Again, verses 6 through 9 are faith. Now we're going to start the last part, futility versus faith, in verses 10 through 14. And that will complete the first section of the chapter that we're studying. So I hope that you have your Bible ready, pencil and paper, and ready to follow along. If you miss a broadcast at any time, just go to our website and click on and re-listen to it for that broadcast. Okay, now, we are, again, we've seen the foolishness and its futility, faith and its great accomplishments through Christ. Now let's get started here in verses 10 through 14 as we look at first in verse 10 where he says, For as many as are under the works of the law, are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Now, I hope you saw that part, to do them, because that is important. When man chooses to live on the plane of the law, that is, working for your salvation, being good enough for God to save you, or by a set of laws like you had in the Old Testament, then he of necessity must accept the consequences if he fails. So, you say, I'm going to trust the law, I'm going to trust keeping the Ten Commandments, I'm going to trust this or whatever. You, if you don't do it, then you fail. If one places his trust in the works of the law to justify himself, he is then also exposed to the curse of the law. You say, well, what do you mean by the curse of the law? Well, the wages of sin was death, and the law demands that he who transgresses any part of the law is cursed. That's funny. Not funny. As a matter of fact, it's quite serious. But in the Greek, the word curse had this definition or this idea. It is that which is equivalent to judgment without mercy. Now, specifically, this would address the judgment and the destruction that was meted out by God at the judgment for rejecting the way of salvation. Now, let's think about that for just a moment. If that's the case, and that's what happens, and so you say, I'm going to keep the law, I'm going to do it, then you fail, then you have judgment without mercy. You say, well, I'm not worried about that. I'm doing okay. Well, the Bible says, thou shalt not steal. Have you ever taken anything that you weren't supposed to? Well, you've broken the law. You say, well, yeah, but it wasn't something like robbing a store. Okay, well, what about, you know, it says, thou shalt not kill. Does the person say, well, look, I'm not a mass murderer. I just killed someone because I thought they needed it, and they really made me angry, and they had it coming to them. So you might even say I'm a social killer. I'm not just somebody out that's hooked on killing. So I should be all right. You say, no, that's wrong. Well, weren't Jews in Jesus' day and Paul's day killing people because they didn't believe in the law? Instead, they were choosing Christ, and they were being put to death. And they also thought, as John 16:2 and Jesus said, that they were doing God a service. Thou shalt not commit adultery. And Jesus said that if you look upon a woman to lust after her in your heart, then you've committed adultery. So just a couple examples right there, right off the bat. As a matter of fact, Mark chapter 12, verses 30 and 31, I find it interesting, because Jesus is asked a question about what's the greatest law. What is the greatest commandment? Now, if God tells us that this is his greatest commandment, if we find out that this is the most important of all commandments, doesn't it make sense the biggest sin is to break the greatest commandment that is the greatest in God's sight? Well, there it says, and these are the words of Jesus, the greatest commandment of all is this, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy strength, with all thy soul. Well, when you look at how the Lord said to love him, can you say you've always loved him with all your mind, all your strength, all your heart, all your very being, your soul? Have you loved him with all, at all times? Of course not. If you say, oh, yes, I have, then I refer you back to the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not bear false witness. You've just lied. And so you're guilty, and you say, well, okay, so I've messed up here or there. But you see, it makes little difference if you set out to justify yourself by a moral law or a ceremonial law or by both. All who attempt to be justified by their works are condemned by them. In James chapter 2, verse 10, we read this, "For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he's guilty of all." That's right. Guilty of all. Just offend in one point. I remember years ago, one of the first cars I had. Back then, you know, we had points and plugs. And I remember on the distributor cap, I couldn't see it, but there was just a hairline crack. Now, you'd say, well, just a little hairline crack shouldn't make a difference. But it was enough to bring everything to a standstill as far as the car was concerned. And you see, the hairline crack may not be a big deal, but it stopped the car. And, you know, to you, it may not be a big deal just to, well, I just told a lie here or something like that, not that bad. But in God's sight, who's all holy, who's completely holy, well, he demanded perfection. So if you break in one point, you're guilty of all. That's why we need a Savior. In John 3, in verse 18, Jesus made this statement, "He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." You see, when you're trying your own way, you're going to try to make it to heaven by your own strength, by your own wisdom, by your own way you live, then you are rejecting the person of Christ, who was called Emmanuel, that is, God with us. God come in the flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. The Word, who is God, made all things. And then in that same chapter, verse 14 of John chapter 1, "And the Word was made flesh." Now, there are a lot of people that will look at John and say, well, look, you just believe. You don't even call upon the Lord. You just believe it. This repentance thing is crazy. Well, let me read further, because a lot of those people quote John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Do you realize that's not where Jesus stopped when he was speaking? This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.